Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generation will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters, today the solemnity of the Assumption of Blessed Virgin Mary. We all know it is a holy day of obligation. The question we have to ask is, why is it a holy day of obligation? Does it mean that we are worshiping Mary? We are not worshiping Mary. We are venerating her. We are honoring her. Then why do we venerate her? Why must we honor her? We have to honor and venerate her because God first honored her by choosing her to be the mother of our Savior, the mother of Jesus. That was an honor given to her by God. Then how do we know that God honored Mary first? We read in the Gospel of today, when God sent angel Gabriel to go and announce to Mary that she will conceive and bear a son. It was a special choice by God himself. Number two, when the angel went to Mary and she proclaimed, "Hail, full of grace." In other words, Mary is full of grace. Then while we venerate Mary also, she is our heavenly mother. She is the one that God chose, that through her, God will come into the world. We also honor her because Mary is a model. She is the model of every virtue of love, virtue of humility, virtue of obedience to the will of God. And we can see all these virtues in the gospel we read this morning. That when Elizabeth, her cousin, was pregnant, she had to go to the house of Elizabeth to help her. She was able to do this because Mary always obeys the will of God. She was able to do this because she is so humble. I remember at this time, she was carrying Jesus in her belly. She did not say, "Oh, I am the mother of the Savior of the world. Why must I go to help someone?" She humbled herself. She went to Elizabeth and helped her. So when we look at all these, we now begin to see that Mary is a special woman, chosen by God. Now, why do we say that Mary was assumed into heaven? The idea is very simple. Not only that we have scriptural basis for this, just think about it. Mary is the mother of Jesus. And in Jesus, he had blood and flesh. So the blood of Jesus and the flesh of Jesus was taken from Mary. And we know that Jesus is holy. And there is no way that Mary will be sinful, because God cannot take something that is sinful to make something that is holy. And Jesus, when Jesus was killed, nailed on the cross, buried, he resurrected. The body of Jesus wasn't corrupt. Therefore, it follows that the body of Mary is not corrupt. So the solemnity of Assumption is all about when Mary died, her body and soul was assumed into heaven because the body and soul of Mary is not corrupt. And there is no way Jesus will abandon the body of her mother to be corrupt. So we can see that in every logic, Mary was assumed into heaven, body and soul. The question is this: today that we are celebrating the solemnity of Assumption, what can we learn from this? Number one, we have to always pray the rosary, venerate our Blessed Mother, because when we pray the rosary, when we venerate the saints, we are praising God. And also, when we pray the rosary, what we are doing is we pray and ask Virgin Mary to intercede for us. Because we all know that we need help. We need the assistance and the intercession of the saints. And Mary is already there in heaven at the right hand of the Son. So when we pray the rosary, we are asking her to please help us. Take our petitions and give to your Son. So on a day like this, we are being reminded the importance of venerating our mother, Mary, through the rosary and other Marian devotions. They are very important. And also today reminds us that we have to emulate the virtues of our Blessed Mother. The virtue of humility. The virtue of obedience to the will of God. Just look at it. Mary had her own dreams, but the moment God sent the angel to go and announce to her that she will conceive and bear a son, what did she say? She said, "Oh, may it be done as you have said." She surrendered her own will to the will of God. She surrendered her own dreams to the will of God. Obedience to God's will, obedience to the word of God is very important. And the word of God comes in various forms. God talks to us when we gather to celebrate the Holy Mass. God talks to us when we read the Bible. God talks to us when the gospel is being read. So obeying God's will is making sure that whatever He tells us, we put them into action. For example, today, we are being reminded the importance of saying the rosary, the importance of doing Marian devotions. We have to listen to God. God is speaking to us. God is telling us to always venerate her mother. Because as we venerate her, we are praising God. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are celebrating this solemnity today, let us continue to seek the intercession of our Blessed Mother. And also, let us pray for the grace to imitate the virtues of Blessed Mother, because she is our model. May God continue to strengthen us, and through the powerful intercession of our Blessed Mother, may God hearken to our prayers.